You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM.
While the barrage of rockets were fired from Hamas into Israel today,
images showing dozens of heavily armed Palestinians on motorbikes and also in pickup trucks infiltrating Israeli settlements near the border, also cutting through the border fence and shooting at passers-by. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling the country that we are at war and we will win. Hamas's spokesperson calling on all Palestinians to take up arms and fight.
ABC's Lama Hassan speaking from the White House today. President Biden condemning the assault on Israel by Hamas terrorists from Gaza. Mr. Biden saying he's been in contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop.
And officials on each side giving the death toll, more than 200 in Israel, wounding more than 1,000 there, close to 200 dead in Gaza. This is ABC News. The brother of the imprisoned activist in Iran who won the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize speaks out. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
In the opinion of Narges Mohammadi's brother, Hemed Riza, in Oslo for the ceremony, the Nobel Peace Prize?
It would strengthen activists, especially Narges. She would feel much stronger in her endeavors for human rights in Iran.
The Nobel Committee says its selection was based on her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight for human rights and freedom. She's been imprisoned 13 times for her activism, sentenced to 31 years behind bars and 154 lashes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The U.S. Army is ordering more than $1 billion worth of high-caliber artillery rounds. This after the U.S. committed to more than 2 million rounds of 155-millimeter artillery to Ukraine. The Pentagon was worried about having enough for American troops if they need them, so the Army awarded that contract to speed up making them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make financial literacy classes mandatory in order to graduate from high school. An expert on student loans agrees that's a good idea. Roz Brown reports.
Billy Hensley with the National Endowment for Financial Education says many students are not financially savvy and don't understand scholarships versus grants or federal versus private loans and can create an uphill struggle for themselves.
What we know and what's very clear in the data is that you will have a lower total debt, meaning lower revolving debt like credit cards, lower student loan debt, and you will graduate with a higher credit score compared to those who don't.
Federal student loan payments resumed this month after a pandemic-related three-year pause. The Biden administration's new repayment and forgiveness programs could result in no monthly payments for some. About half of student borrowers continued to make payments during the pandemic, according to Hensley, while 30% were not able to do so. A survey by his group found 83% of borrowers expect to make significant household financial changes, with 23% reporting they'll need to cut their budgets up to $1,000 a month to meet loan payments.
We're estimating that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults may have to cut their discretionary spending, which will be felt locally and nationally throughout the economy.
And Hensley worries some students trying to juggle loan payments will fall victim to scams.
paying a fee will not improve your odds of any kind of debt cancellation or any kind of repayment options, relief options, nor will it speed that process up. So just be a wary consumer.
Hensley says studentaid.gov can simulate repayment plans to help students identify the best arrangement for their circumstances. This is Roz Brown.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our fantastico engineer and producer. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back into hour number two on the big program. Again, following the top breaking news story of the day here in Wisconsin and also a national story as well. According to reports, Associated Press and otherwise, Governor Tony Evers was the target of a would-be assassin yesterday. At the state capitol, a man brandishing a loaded handgun came into the capitol, got as far as the security desk outside of his office. Capitol Police questioned him, and when it was apparent he was carrying a gun without a permit, of course, concealed carry is permitted here in Wisconsin, but not open carry. Gun was loaded. Man was arrested, said he wanted to talk to the governor about violence against men. Was taken into custody, and minutes, if not hours later, the judge and district attorney let him back on the street, posted bail so low that this guy could post it, and apparently told police that he had access to several weapons and was able to use them, and came back. The Capitol closes at 6 p.m. to the public, and this guy comes back around 9 o'clock last night carrying a loaded assault rifle, once again wanting to see the governor. The man was arrested again, and reports are at this hour being held in custody for his mental health reasons. So far, according to reports, no formal charges have been filed the second time, and his name has not been released. We will continue to follow this story as it develops. Again, as we reported last hour, Governor Evers was on a hit list of an individual last year who also shot and killed a judge in Wisconsin. This narrative of violence against elected officials, I don't care what party or what side of the fence they're on, it just has to end. And as importantly, it has to be called out. And in all seriousness, I hope that those people who listen to this show that do have access to former Governor Scott Walker and Republicans in the state will pass on. You can still be for the Second Amendment, but you can call out this type of action. This political violence or attempted political violence has to end.
In fact, I feel like that makes you seem more legitimate as a supporter of the Second Amendment. If you are saying you want responsible people to have guns, if you're just saying give guns to everybody, do whatever you want, no one's going to take you seriously. You become a clown.
Right. Agreed. Great point, Mr. Zommers. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will lighten things up a little bit at 2:30. We have Peter Rapine joining us. He will take your calls if you would like to call in. He is the managing editor of E-Bombs World. What is E-Bombs World, you ask? Well, if you're of a certain age, when I talked to Mr. Zombers about it, you knew what it was. You're a young guy, but you knew what it was.
Yeah, back in the early days of YouTube, that was my primary source, YouTube, of just, I don't know, interesting things, funny things, viral videos. But I also flipped around between similar sites like Newgrounds and E-Bombs World.
Well, very good. If you have an early memory of getting on the internet, having access, give us a call at 2:30 when Peter Rapine will be here and the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
I will say, I looked it up earlier today and went on the website and I was like, well, looks different now. But also, one thing that's still the same that warmed my heart a little bit, you know, when you have a tab open on your browser and it has a little icon, like you have the YouTube play button, you've got the Google Drive symbol or whatever, that is still the same. It's like a pixelated banana with a face.
Oh, really?
And I appreciate it.
A pixelated banana,
yeah,
you say?
I'll have to show you. I'll have to put it up on the screen, but I appreciate that it is still the same.
Right, absolutely. I want to call in, weigh in on the breaking news of the day or anything else. We always love to have your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. New Marquette Law School poll coming out. And look, we've had Charles Franklin, Professor Charles Franklin, on this program several times, a renowned pollster. And looking at this, it's not great news if you are someone who wants to see Joe Biden reelected. It's a wake-up call for all these people out there. They're like, Trump's not going to be the nominee. It's going to be somebody else. Republicans are going to wake up and smell the coffee and the 91 indictments are going to, you know, have an effect. No, actually, they're not. Donald Trump is raising record amounts of money right now. Trump says he raised over $45.5 million in the third quarter. Let me say this again. Donald J. Trump says he's raised more than $45.5 million in the third quarter, according to Axios. In a new poll out by Marquette Law School poll, when asked, said, who do you trust to handle the economy? Trump 52%, Biden 28%. On border security, Trump 52%, Biden 28%. Inflation, Trump 50%, Biden 27%. But yet, in a head-to-head, Biden still leads Trump 51% to 49% among likely voters. Come back and talk about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing,
sing.
Ring, 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 ring.
Welcome back to the Telephone Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Summers on the board. He introduced me to this last fall as we were taking calls. I said, where did you get that song? Because you never heard of Rocky. I said, no, I did not.
I don't know if I said that, but...
I think you did.
Maybe I did.
You knew the artist. I thought I didn't know. So I'm filling in for Pat Quitelow today and tomorrow as well. You can get up early with me if you want. Sam and I, in the morning, 6 until 8. Here, where Mr. Quitelow is on a well-deserved vacation. And so Chad Holmes and I... Paul Falls Radio, but splitting the Up North News, filling the host duties. Tomorrow is my second, actually my third, and last day hosting Up North News. Pat Quitelow returns on Monday. But so I'm filling in for Pat Quitelow this morning on Up North News, and he does this segment of, you know, Summers News program of music history, right?
Yeah, I used to help him out do that every morning, and it's a lot of fun. You find out a lot of stuff that you didn't know.
Not know. So, what I found out today, that on this date, October 5, 1994, Egyptian-Canadian singer-songwriter Rafi releases Banana Phone, an album of children's music. Now, nothing very notable at the time seems apparent. However, the title song becomes a viral internet craze 10 years later, in 2004. What a flash! Animation, like the Flash comics. Flash animation featuring the song is posted on
no,
the...
not that Flash. Flash animation as in Adobe Flash.
Oh, yeah.
It was just
you.
In early 2000s, that was a very popular. That was something you'd find on Ebox World.
See, this is exactly what having a So there you go. The Flash animation site featuring the song is posted on the website Newground. This, but after this, Rafi becomes internationally famous, and Banana Phone makes it onto the radio and later radio and TV shows, including the Opie and Anthony Show. The Colbert Report also used Banana Phone, and Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
I didn't know it was used all these other places. I'm not familiar with whatever video is talking about using that. Honestly, for me, it was just because. All of my sisters and I, at some point, have been enrolled in dance lessons. And,
really?
Yeah.
Did I know this?
I don't remember if I mentioned it before.
How long were you in dance?
From, like, kindergarten until about sixth grade. And I decided not to do it any longer.
Mr. Zahmers, you can dance.
No.
I think I talked about this on the show. I, myself, am in a dance class right now with my lovely sister, who is a alum of Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin. Betty Hayes just became, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, certified by Guinness Book of World Records as the longest female dance teacher in world history at 77 years.
I'm going to have to talk to Jean Wolfmeyer in Manitowoc and see how long she's been doing it. See if we need to call it Guinness.
Do not challenge Betty Hayes. It is at your own detriment. How old is your dance teacher?
I don't remember.
Betty is in her early 90s and still teaching dance. And so she and her lovely daughter Cheryl are doing this
online dance class. And so it really, it becomes more of a aerobic workout, you understand, which is fine because I can use it a couple of times. So I'll be every Monday and or Tuesday night this dance class. Anyway, that's what's in music history coming up here in a few minutes. We'll talk to Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bomb's World, and find out all these things. Before we do that, though, I want to talk a little bit about this Marquette Law School poll, a national poll that came out here yesterday. Actually today. And again, the head-to-head still has Joe Biden winning in a head-to-head with Donald Trump. But on almost every issue aside from Social Security, people say that they think Trump could do a better job, which is astounding to me. And I want to use this as a wake-up call again for people. And I'm not saying I'm no Karl Rove on the Republican side. I am no James Carville on the Democratic side. Lord knows I'm no Desi Arnaz, which I have no idea what that means. But anyway, look, here's the thing. I spent 30 years in politics. I know a little something about it. And especially Republican politics. And I left the party in 2011. But there is almost no way, to use a double negative, that Donald Trump will not be the nominee. He's going to be the nominee because it's so divided right now. Nobody's getting out. They all insist on being in there. It's dividing the vote, and the way this is set up, Trump at this point is almost assured to be the nominee vote. All right, just the way it is. And again, to the story in Axios today, Donald Trump, the former president, said yesterday that it raised more than $45.5 million during the third quarter, a blitz that his campaign attributed to, quote, overwhelming grassroots support, unquote. I'll take another word. By the numbers, according to Axios, the campaign said it has more than $37.5 million COH, that's what they call the political business, cash on hand, entering this month, with $36 million designated for use in the primary. Trump has aggressively fundraised off his mounting legal troubles, bringing in millions alone after the release of his mugshot in Fulton County. All this stuff, well, Trump doesn't want his mugshot out there. Heck no! He absolutely wanted that mugshot out there because he used it to raise millions of dollars. Trump's third quarter fundraising blitz and improvement from the previous period gives him the financial edge as he maintains a strong lead over Republican rivals in primary polling. His campaign said it raised $35 million during the second quarter of this year. His biggest challenger, supposedly, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the 2024 campaign raised $15 million during the third quarter. $15 million, and get this, when you're in a political race, congressional level, U.S. Senate level, or higher, there's only two things that people are really interested about in the political world: your poll numbers and your cash on hand. Not how much you raised, how much you have in the bank right now. According to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign, he has $5 million cash on hand right now. $5 million. Trump has $37.5 million cash on hand. Ron DeSantis is toast. He just moved most of his campaign staff to Iowa. Probably in very bad condition. Probably put him up in a barn or something. Because they're putting all their chips on the table in Iowa. Because if you can't win in Iowa, it's over. Nikki Haley just passed Ron DeSantis in the polling in New Hampshire. So, I mean, if you don't think Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, you're smoking something. Number two, with the cash on hand that Trump has far outpacing anybody else, he can blow them away in advertising. He doesn't have to do the debates. And his base loves the fact every indictment that he gets, they love him more. I know. Like, Todd, that's crazy. I know. Which is my point. The the mega folks, not the typical Republican, but the mega folks. It's like a cult. Check that. It is a cult. All right? How can you have 91 indictments? A guy going after our military. A guy who makes fun of the disabled. How can you vote for a person? Well, that's the truth. Mark Moscow poll is a pretty darn good poll. So between the money and the poll numbers, again, what's really crazy about this is that on the issues, when you ask them on the issues in this Mark Moscow poll, most people say that Trump can handle the issues better, but yet they're going to vote for Biden. Probably on character alone, which is a good reason, and to save democracy. But this is why we have to double down, tell the truth, expose what's really going on, and help people understand. Don't yell at people. Help people to understand what's at stake here in 2024. Go to the phone lines quickly, WRCE in Richland Center there. Robert from Richland Center says, speaking of Banana Phone and Rafi, they say they have multiple. Wow, look at Robert Marie in Richland Center having multiple Rafi albums from the 80s and 90s when our children were young. Wow, they saw it live here in Madison twice back in those days. So Rafi has quite a favor, was quite famous before, although perhaps he had a big resurgence after the event she mentioned. Look at that, man. No idea.
Mad respect.
Mad respect.
And I know Pat Kreitlow from Up North News was also familiar with Rafi.
Really?
His kids listened to him as well.
Pat Kreitlow getting it done. What else are we on the text line cleaning things up here? Jeff from Shorewood from WAUK says, what does Trump spend on? Not ads. He gets free airtime on the news. Gotta be attorneys. Well, yeah. I mean, he's using a lot of his money for his personal legal affairs. And they're also very good, whether you like it or not, the Trump team, very good at digital. As again, remember, he's not got a bunch of goofballs around him running this campaign. The guy who is running his campaign this time, Chris Wasabina, is the same guy who ran Ron Johnson's campaign for U.S. Senate last time and won and beat Mandela Barr. So Chris Wasabina, Trump's campaign manager, knows how to win in Wisconsin. Just keep that in mind. Also, Mark from the SAC on WMDX says, quote, check out the song Long Tall Glasses by Leo Sayer, 1974. Think you can dance? Is this it? All right, here we go to break. Stay tuned. We have Peter Rapine coming up next on the show. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yes, I will try my hand. If you're as hungry as me, then I'm sure you will understand. Of course I can dance, of course I can dance. Sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance.
Watches this music video, a wireless mic would do this guy good. Trying to dance while you're standing still with the microphone, a little less effective. Anyway, see you back.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Israel at war with Hamas. While a barrage of rockets were fired from Hamas into Israel today,
images showing dozens of heavily armed Palestinians on motorbikes and also in pickup trucks infiltrating Israeli settlements near the border, also cutting through the border fence and shooting at passers-by. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling the country that we are at war and we will win. Hamas's spokesperson
calling on all Palestinians to take up arms and fight.
ABC's Lama Hassan speaking from the White House today. President Biden condemning the assault on Israel by Hamas terrorists from Gaza. Mr. Biden saying he's been in contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop.
And officials on each side giving the death toll more than 200 in Israel, wounding more than 1,000 there, close to 200 dead in Gaza. This is ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sentient lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building at West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot meat sandwich, just 25 cents. Hands still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The hands are coming up. And six generations run Howler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Braun.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And he's picked up.
I got a call from management this morning saying they'll be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network and food banks rescue billions of pounds of food that would have gone to waste and provide it for families and children.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting FeedingAmerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Because we are definitely hanging out with our guest here, but in the meantime, today
here is some music. You know, she would talk about the character, astrological calendar, and she would bring her dream to you, and you would be one thing. And now, that was a more funk music. She was very much a earth girl. You know, and God love her, you know, to each their own. But yeah, she was, I'm sure she was, she is absolutely in control with all the funky music.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I don't pay attention to any of these calendars, so I'm sure if she's the kind of person who does, she's probably really happy. If not, she's probably listening to some funky music.
I'm sure she is listening to some funky music. It is now 2:35 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find out all about funky music, I'm sure, by tuning in to E-Bomb's World. Thankfully, now the time to take in the right place. The story about that is Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bomb's World. Peter, thank you for covering the event and coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that. You were so gracious, Bill, with the breaking news yesterday of Kevin McCarthy. You were so gracious on today instead of yesterday, so I apologize for the late communication.
Yeah, no worries.
Absolutely. So tell us a little about you, Peter, where you grew up, and kind of how you got into working in this genre.
Yeah, no, very good question. So I grew up in California, actually. Bay Area guy.
Very good.
A little bit of a pro playing. I got into E-Bomb World, man. My own boss was actually a good friend of mine before I got hired. He had mutual friends. One day, quickly responded, like, hey man, like, I'm looking at this kitchen. I think I can do this. That was back in 2015. Worked hard. Worked my way up to the top.
So is it something you went to school for, or is it just something when you're a younger person, just something you always knew and you were proficient at, or how'd you kind of get lured into this online field?
Yeah, well, so I went to school for communication, right? Growing up in California, I thought I was going to become a weed grower or something like right. that. All my friends were living up in North
Carolina. Sure.
But I had it in college, so I was not. I wrote there for about 2 years. And that's kind of how it was. I was never really a big online user. Sure, I was. I was college students, but it's just something that kind of fell into the back of my
life. So, our friend Chris Paul's called E-Bomb's World won't be a million dots of the internet. It's a supreme chronicler. And I'm not sure if I agree, of the both cultural. And like one of the first websites older listeners have ever visited. Now, I've visited much of the site myself, and to me, this is exactly the kind of stuff that I'm looking for. I mean, forget about the hard news of the day. These are the types of stories that, and I quote Chris Paul, why have we not been citing this site more often? Because this is exactly what I want to bring to all listeners.
I love that. It's funny, I've done before.
That was absolutely my thought when Todd told me that we were going to have you as a guest on the show. I was like, oh man, this is taking me back to the new grounds and stuff. I didn't know that was going.
Yeah, so we are. Me, I was a teenager, kind of the same person.
what?
Peter, managing editor of Epoch World, give us a sense of some of the early massive kind of viral hits. What made it, this thing kind of pop in the world?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So I think one that most people probably know is this classic video about the end of the world. I think it's this one moment in the video where the French people are about to watch it. Everybody wants it. One of the French guys is a baguette. Eventually, we got them to find out. But that was kind of what I
renegade to make sure in fun. Maybe we inspire this new, but you guys are the birds on the field. Kind of, to me, we're being these young Gen Z people are taking on the road. So, and this guy, you know, got the opportunity to be brought on TV to talk about it. But we love that how we talked about it in 2020, early on during the pandemic. Just as, you know, a viral or a satire post. And it's funny to see that, you know, years later, that took on. And I think it kind of speaks to that. T-Bone Girl back in the day, the first humor really prevalent in New Jersey. It's kind of service humor. You know, the world is chaotic. You know, find a way to laugh at it.
We're talking with Peter Rapine, who is the managing editor of T-Bone Girl. Appreciate his time here.
Well, actually, no, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're in Brooklyn?
Yeah,
I was just in Brooklyn like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't get a lot of pizza. Talk about you got about 2 minutes before the first break here, but give us a sense of those that might not be quite following this and never heard of it. Is it all satire like the onion? It's not good.
Yeah, so we actually don't do a ton of satire, but the third time we ever have our goal is to find kind of like, you can't touch anything, but you try to find anything that you look at it, there's no way that a man is full of like, how is he trying? Or Lauren Boebert is what? And then you see that you got it. I'm trying to find stuff that is done, obviously.
Have you seen, like, about a minute left before the break, but have you seen, it seems like the last few years, you know, truth is strangely fiction, just making kind of wackier, people being wackier stuff. Is it my perception, or is that real? Have you gotten more content in the last few years?
Yeah, honestly, any given day, we have more stuff to choose from than we can cover. And I'm not sure if the world's gotten crazy. I think the craziest people have a lot of work than we've ever had. I definitely think, obviously, maybe finally it really is coming out of the rain.
That'd be true. Stay tuned. Come back for more segments with Peter Rapine. He is the managing editor of Ebound World. Also, your phone calls. If you haven't joined us, stay tuned. On the other side, Tom Bell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is one of the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. Building in West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot meat sandwich. 25 cents. And still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer from that. The fifth and sixth generations run Howard House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on Thursday, October 5th. It is 10 minutes before the hour, 3 o'clock, the time of the hour. National news followed by a check of weather. And then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, from Matt Flynn Directors, takes on to the airway. I'm sure you'll have an update on his take as a lawyer. It's happening, breaking news of the day. He has not heard speak of this today that an armed man came to the state capitol. Of EPALM's world. Great guest, great subject here. Peter, give us up to date. What's happening now at EPALM's world? What do we find there? If we go there again, what are some of these stories? I'm serious. I want to start doing at least a weekly segment. If you can't be here every week, we'll do some of your stuff. That's okay. I give you credit for it.
Please do. Yeah, you're right. It's a moment. You know, it's very exciting. It's just the
If I can just read the headline first, because the headline is fantastic. Quote, that monkey is gonna come kill us, unquote, with an exclamation point. A baboon named Moon was briefly on the loose in Indianapolis. Give us the story.
Yeah, so Moon is running out in a couple hours. Video of step back viral. People of Indianapolis who are safe,
and my oldest godson, Alex, lives and works in Indianapolis. He was supposed to call me this weekend. I have not heard from him, and so perhaps, God help him, I hope that Cuomo can go after him.
Yeah, praying for that.
Absolutely. Gumbo Slice is the first artificial intelligence, AI, generated celebrity, and his lure is growing. What is this called?
Yeah, that's right. So, this is the internet that's fun. It's fun to see all the AI.
Scary the crap on.
That's how to do it.
That's great.
out of being so a group of
some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being sent by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Sipping Media Radio Network.
listening to WLAK 1260
News. I'm Dave Cannon.